You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
It's ho 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 and there you go time. So what? Getting
we bring a blaze of light to the holiday party season with tips, tricks, and pictures of fun with the stellar HGTV Design Star contestant, Blanche Garcia.
To make sure your winter holiday electronic gifts light up the eyes of the person receiving them, we talk TVs, tablets, and tech with popular mechanics editor, Glenn Doreen.
And to help you stay safe while you climb and scramble putting out your giant Santa or string of simple lights, we check down the best ways to keep safe when you're way up on a ladder.
So grab some eggnog. After all, it's better to light a single candle than burst the darkness.
Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And I have official announcement.
Yeah? Are you going to introduce me?
Another year goes by, and I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
I'm
for
not
what?
Ready.
What are you not ready for?
I'm not ready to hang our, I'm using the finger quotes, stockings. I'm not ready with enough presents. Although I did just get Christmas cards at the grocery store. Ha!
You did. I was kind of wanting to make cards this year. That's kind of what I like to do every year. But Mark went out and allow me to have the opportunity to go ahead and do it.
Knowing my wife, Teresa, I would have to go out on the back 40 and fell a tree such that we can make little spruce wreaths and mill our own paper.
Well, you know what you could do is you could carve something into a tree, and then we could take a photo of it, and then we could make photo cards out of it, and it could be like M plus T.
Oh.
The heart.
I just learned how to do that sound.
Yeah?
I tried to email that sound to you the other day. You didn't know what it meant.
No. Oh. I don't even know what you're talking about, but we are getting ready to hang our tool belts from the ceiling. This is our annual holiday tradition that is kind of embarrassing.
It really is, and now that we are into more than 100 My Fix It Up Live shows, if you go back, you'll probably hear us talking about this in a previous episode, which benchmarks our remodeling progress.
Are you going to explain what it is?
Isn't any. So 3 years ago, plus a few months, we cut a hole in our living room ceiling to let a Murphy bed tray pass up through the floor joists.
For our son's room, and we did that right before he was born, and we just celebrated his third birthday. So this is our fourth year. So he has not actually had a holiday season without tool belts hung from the ceiling. So I don't know what we're going to do when we finally renovate our living room.
Yes, we have not patched that hole. We've driven a few nails in, and instead of the traditional stockings, we hang our tool pouches.
We do. And you know what's good about that?
Yes. Mine is full of stuff when I wake up by magic.
Well, the thing is that Mark's tool pouch is actually the biggest of all of ours.
That's right.
So, you know, he has an opportunity, if he's been a good boy all year long, to have more things inside of his tool pouch when he wakes up.
I didn't fully explore it last year, and I found chocolate Santas in it midsummer and ate them.
That's actually kind of interesting. Well, I think, you know, we could probably use a little bit of a holiday inspiration around our house because we've been doing the same things at our house for a long time. So I'm excited to talk to today's guest, Blanche Garcia. She was a contestant on HGTV Design Star over the summer.
Yes, and she's a real designer.
She is a real interior designer, and she's had some really famous clients, too.
Like who? Who's famous?
Really? Really?
Really.
Really?
Maybe she should tell us.
Maybe she should tell us. We'll wait to find out.
Why don't we wait for that? We're also...
But her work has appeared on MTV Cribs. I have to just say that because I think that's pretty cool.
That makes me want to just get all cool and say, what's up?
And you can find her at bgarciadesigns.com. We also have, for all of the men, all of the muscle, all of the, you know, listening right now.
Yeah, so if you're...
We're
going
to be talking to... We're going to be talking to the technology editor from Popular Mechanics magazine about what's best in tech this holiday season.
Right. Glenn Doreen is going to help us kind of figure our way through what you read at the store. It's got this. It's got this. He'll help us.
What you read at the store.
When you go to buy a product in a store.
Oh, so you're still going into a store, yeah. Not online, dear.
Yeah. It's the same online.
Yes.
It's got... It's
all
got,
the specifications, understanding what spec works for you.
This, that, the other thing. What makes sense for you? What is going to help you get an affordable price point, et cetera?
I think that's pretty cool. So you can go to popularmechanics.com/technology and check out all of the awesome things that Glenn writes about for the magazine.
Yes, and in order for him to work there, he really needs to know what he's talking about.
He really does, and I'm excited to learn, you know, what are the cool gadgets, because I don't really know, and I want to know what to get you for the holidays, too. We're kind of needing to get a TV.
Yes, I'm kind of needing it more than anyone else in the family.
But we're waiting to renovate our living room, which has the big hole in the ceiling.
So we don't fill the TV with plaster dust.
So we're hanging on to our very old TV where we actually can't... See, the other day we were watching football, and the...
You could only see one more.
But you couldn't see the quarterback that was throwing the ball. Because he went off the screen, but for everybody else watching, they could. We do. We'll be back.
Ain't no job.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And we are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa, who I would love to introduce to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be introduced in the second segment of our show today.
Well, just in case anybody didn't know who you were when you said previously, you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you're introducing me to everyone.
And I am?
It's like my coming out party or something. Is it like my sweet 16? Are we going to wear white gloves? Are we going to dance?
I don't even know what that means.
So I want to know what your Fix It Up finds are today, because you know what? You complete my heart song, and I want to know what we should be singing about.
Heart song.
Yeah.
I believe I read that in a book. I said it because it got to me somehow.
Is this your find? Because I'm going to, you know, take my turn if you're not going to go ahead and take your turn.
Well, the segue here is that my Fix It Up find is a book. And
oh.
It's in fact a book you got me that I read and is absolutely fascinating to anyone who's ever picked up a tool or to any, like, semi-student of world history.
Okay.
And it's called One Good Turn, A Natural History of the Screwdriver and the Screw by famed architect and writer Witold Rybczynski.
Yes, and he's a professor, too.
Here in Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania.
And he built a house entirely out of hand tools. Did you know that?
He didn't actually build it out of hand tools, honey.
Well, he used hand tools to
build
it.
He built it with hand tools.
But he didn't use power tools.
He probably used wood.
Mark. But that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a small... You know, he mentions it in the book, too, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. And I don't want to go too much into the book, but it is absolutely fascinating. It's a look at the mechanical genius required to invent and create the screw and the screwdriver and why he finds it to be the most important tool of the millennium.
That's very
the
cool.
Previous millennium, of course.
That is very cool. And he is one of my favorite authors of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Like the book he wrote about Frederick Law Olmsted, like it's absolutely like one of the best biographies I've ever read.
And as Teresa drops names.
What?
Frederick L. Olmsted is a landscape architect, and he designed things like Central Park in New York City, the World's Fair grounds in Chicago, the World Exposition?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
written about.
I don't know the official name of that.
Yeah, and it was written about famously in, I can't remember the author, but the great book.
So you're full of a lot of information about things you can't remember.
Great.
This is like
book.
A walk through your brain right
great
now.
Great book called Devil in the White City.
Yes, yes, yes. And that book was on the shelf at the HGTV Urban Oasis
in Chicago.
That Vern Yip design that we saw.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish we would have won that.
I wish I could have just read that book again.
So is that your second find that we won that project?
You can find...
Did we win the Urban Oasis?
No.
Okay.
You can find Witold Rybczynski. I'm going to spell it. Witold as in boy, CZYNSKI.com. Next.
I feel like I just went to the National Spelling Bee. Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Witold Rybczynski wrote a really good book. I can't remember the title. Okay. I guess we're screwed.
Okay. So,
would you like to go?
I would love to go, but do you have another find you want to share? Because I would love to go.
I do.
Let me go. So here's this. My find is all about you. It is. I want to recognize an honor that was bestowed upon you recently.
Standing up now.
Okay, thank you for standing up. Mark does a lot of the grocery shopping at our house.
Sitting back down.
Which is really an awesome thing, because in my world of mommy wife land, anything that can help with the domestic arts around our home is fantastic. So he does the grocery shopping for the most part. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Well, I am spectacularly good at it because I now go every day.
Well, and, you know, you aren't alone, too, because I read in Parenting Magazine that 51% of dads are doing the grocery shopping now. So that's more than half are doing the grocery shopping.
Maybe if you spent less time reading parenting, I wouldn't have to go to the grocery store.
Let me continue.
God.
But, you know, you aren't alone, too, in my family, because my dad has been doing the grocery shopping forever.
It's because he's a man.
And he does it at the same time every week, and he has a whole routine around it.
I also believe he's a clock.
And so when my mother goes to the grocery store, it's like party time, because she doesn't even know all the things that are offered in the grocery store, because she's so out of touch with all the new things that people are offering.
Like Swiffers.
So she just says, she has no idea, because she's been putting the same thing on her list for, you know, 40 years, and my dad will get the same things, and then she goes, like, you know, once a year and just is in awe of all the new products.
Like Swiffers.
So,
to me, those are new.
So I want to say thank you, but I also want to say that you were not just thanked by me and our family.
Oh, no.
You were also recognized by the manager of the grocery store.
Red badge of courage.
So when Mark came home from the grocery store,
red badge of ketchup.
And he told me not only did the manager approach him and give him a special card. You know,
can cash checks. You can do all these different things.
Not only did he give him a special card and present it to him personally, but he also gave him the mobile phone number for one of the managers, too. So if he needs anything, he can call the person at the grocery store and get it taken care of. So you're like an elite customer right now, and I want to say congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And in the minute we have left or so, I want to bring up another Fix-It-Up find. I'm wearing them.
Yes?
Yes, Cat Footwear, Micro Works.
Cat Footwear?
Cat Footwear. Cat like the big yellow skid steer excavator.
Like Caterpillar?
We're talking triple stitching. We're talking a great grippy sole. Mike Rowe has put his name to these because he says all the guys that he sees out there are wearing Cat footwear. So he's helped design these after doing umpteen hundred Discovery Channel dirty jobs.
And I think they look hot on you, too. And you know what else I like about them?
After you visit microworks.com to check out his stuff, or you visit catfootwear.com to check out these endeavors,
I'll have to take a break, and I will see you on the other side. more My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are back inside. My Fix It Up
Rhythm is in.
You know, it'd be nice if we had a hearth.
A hearth?
A Yule log.
We do have a Yule log.
We
got one from our friend in Maine.
Bill Thomas. Bill Thomas Woodworking.
Yes.
He literally sent us a log.
He did send us a log as a housewarming present, which is kind of like a crazy thing. And so we pull it out every year for the holidays, too, and put it on our hearth.
He also sent us some Red Truck wine that year.
He did.
What a good guy.
He did.
I'm feeling it. I think I'm going to get myself a nice flannel shirt.
Yes.
And just be all holiday-ish.
You're going to be all holiday-ish?
Yeah.
Ho, 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 and there you go.
Ho, 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 and there you go. And Blanche Garcia from B. Garcia Designs, and someone who was on the HGTV show Design Star, is your blood actually curdling yet for my styleless ideas of the holidays?
Not really. To each their own, as long as I'm not there.
but I have to be, though. So can you save me?
I feel for you.
Save me, please.
So
what are you doing to get ready for the holidays? Because I want to know, because I want to be able to help my husband out and to not sort of totally impose myself upon our life, which is what I usually do. So I'm going to look for an outside expert. So Blanche, tell me.
Well, it's really interesting because I felt like the holidays, as always, every year I say this, just quickly come upon us. You blink your eye and it's no longer, nice out. It's the weather. And last night I was driving and I saw the Christmas lights up and I listened to the Christmas songs that they're starting to pump out on the radio and I started to feel a little bit holiday-ish, as you would put it.
Yeah, the holiday songs are on at the bank too.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving's exactly. Behind us, so.
Yes. Yeah, so Mark's whole thing is that when he goes to the bank and he comes home and he's like, the holidays, that's like the mark of the holidays for him.
Definitely. I think every home is a little bit different. I think that you could get holiday into your house without going overboard. I love a nice scented candle. Don't go crazy with too many scents. Stick to one. If you have kids or pets in the house, do an oil-scented diffuser with some faux battery-operated candles. I love that because then you don't have to worry about fire or things burning down in your home. I kind of tend to frown down upon burning your house down.
That's
so
good.
You know, that's good advice. That's good advice.
We're for that as well.
We're also for the open flame holiday, though. Let's get back to that.
You know, Mark is for the open flame, but we do have kids and pets, and, you know, I'm always nervous about candles with them.
Exactly. So I like using an oil diffuser, which is just getting a really – they have so many fun oils, even on the Internet. You can get pumpkin spice. You can get even snickerdoodle, all different ones for different scents. And you could either put it in a diffuser ring, which goes right on the light bulb, or you can go and get for like about $200 a room diffuser, which just fills up with an oil cartridge, and you have it for about 60 days. And those are very nice because they only come in a 5x5 box. You put it inconspicuously in the corner, and then you have your battery-operated flickering lights, you know, in the little tea light holders, and people really don't know the difference.
Oh,
that's it. That's what I like to do. Pull the wool over my guest eyes.
Yes, you do.
Now, what scent is your favorite? Like, what will be going on at your house?
I love food scents. I'm a really big food scent person, so I like to cook, and when I'm not cooking, I like to pretend that I'm still cooking. So when I have people over, I definitely like the pumpkin pie and vanilla and, you know, cookie scents, things like that. And they say there's been studies shown that with food scents, people respond to them a lot better than if any other scents in the world. And also, like, when they say you're attracting a mate, even to go that far, women, if you put on scents that smell like food, that men instinctually just want to be around you because it gives them that feeling of, you know, being the nester.
Well, you know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, so that makes sense. And I think that my husband would be, yeah, I think that everyone in my house would be happy if our house smelled like cookies all of the time. But I was looking at your website, bgarciadesigns.com, and I think on this website is where I read that you can't live without cheese.
No, I have a huge cheese addiction, and it only gets worse around the holidays. If there was an AA meeting for cheese, I would be in it because the holidays especially, I'm like, oh, sure, let's have a party. And really it's code for let me buy 12 different types of cheeses, and hopefully all of you don't eat it so I can sit here on a Saturday night and eat them all myself.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, you don't look like you're overindulging. You clearly take care of yourself. So is it the holiday binge and then it's 10 months at the gym? Or how does that balance out?
I'm a real big believer in moderation. So I think where people fall in is that once they go over the hump, you know, they go to a party and they eat too much, they think that they're done. And they give themselves license to do that every night until the holidays are over. And I think that it's moderation. I think that you have your daily thing, your ritual that you like to eat. I like to eat pretty healthy normally. And then I allow myself to indulge when I really find something that I love. So, you know, I eat, you know, a lot of organic food and things like that, but I love dark chocolate, I love bread, but I just don't eat it every day. And I do go to the gym, but probably only 3 times a week, which is pretty average. I just try to keep it in balance so that if I indulge one night, maybe the next 2 nights I'm good, knowing that I'm having a party on that following Friday.
Oh, I like it. Three times a week to the gym for a grown-up is like a monumental achievement, if you ask me.
Well, it is tough, but I think that, you know, you have to invest in your body. It's the only thing that carries you around in this world. And for me, my business is very fast-paced. In order for me to give my clients the service that they deserve, I need to be up at all times and aware. So I can't show up at their homes and just give them half of me. And in order to do that, I have to be healthy and alert.
So speaking of that, you did a project for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, one of the women on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done in just 10 days.
It was done in 10 days. And to be honest with you, a lot of my projects are done in very short time periods.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, unfortunately, I've made a name for myself doing that. And so in a world where people don't have any patience, obviously, since we have an app for everything, I have clients call me and they'll be like, oh, I heard that you did this house in a week or this one in 2 weeks. And there's ways to do it. You know, you just have to know that when you're selecting items, they have to be in stock or off the floor or have really good relationships with your vendors, which you do as a designer, so they work extra hard for you. So I'm able to deliver for my clients on very short time periods.
So your design muscles were pretty pumped when you went into being on Design Star.
Yeah, I think it was a fun experience. For me, I just try everything in life, and I don't see why I would rather regret doing something, which I never regret, or, you know, instead of looking back and saying I didn't do something, because you're just supposed to have fun with it. It's not supposed to be that serious. I mean, it's just a contest.
Now, what was it like going there and being, you know, among all the competitors and meeting those guys, you know, Genevieve and Candace and Vern that are, you know, have all of those shows that are so popular? You know, what was it like going there for the first time?
It was so much fun. I really took it as, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime. You kind of fall through the rabbit hole, and for one of the first times, you're really in a different arena. You're out of your comfort zone. And I've really learned at a very young age to be comfortable in being uncomfortable. And if you can do that, then you look at things with totally different eyes. So I didn't view it as pressure or, oh, my God. I kind of viewed it as, wow, this is kind of awesome. I'm going to just go for the ride and see what happens.
Now, is there anything, like, that you didn't expect to learn while you were on that show?
Well, two things that I learned. One I'm very grateful for, and the other one I was like, wow, I didn't realize. The one thing I didn't realize is TV world with how they design, what they tell you, like you have 3 days designers, and here you go. You really don't have 3 days. You have about a day and a half between production and everything. You really have about half that time, and a lot of it's eaten up with production and going to and from spaces. You're much more limited. From when I first watched Design Star, the first season, and, you know, you're yelling at the screen going, why didn't you just do this? Well, you actually can't do a lot of the things that you think you can do. So that was a very big eye-opener for me. And the other thing that I learned that will be invaluable to me is that I always respect other people and where they came from and just how great of designers they are. And really, I felt in this group there were a lot of great minds as far as design. The public may not have agreed with everybody, but they all had a really strong design sense, and it makes me always want to be a better designer.
Now, is there somebody that you were competing against that you thought should be the fan favorite that wasn't?
I really liked Tyler a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was really, really great, not just because he's my neighbor. He literally went town over. No, but I really, really liked Tyler a lot. He was a lot of fun to watch. I loved his style. But everybody was really great. When I left, I said, you know, Meg and Carl are going to be in the top two because I just felt that way. They were really great people. Everybody there had great energy. I mean, we had so much fun together and the time we could talk, because most of the time you're not allowed to talk to each other unless you're on air. So you're walking around the apartment literally in silence. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that.
Wow.
That is odd.
Yeah, you can't talk to anybody unless it's on air. They take away your phone, your laptop, any books, reading materials. Like, you're completely there.
It's like going in the monastery or something. That is crazy.
No, it really is, because they want to foster you talking to other people on air. But, you know, I'm a big reader, so I'm like, can I just have a book, please? And it's funny because I felt like I was sneaking in booths, but I'm like, I just want a book. I just want to read.
Nice.
Wow.
You do win the Nerd Award.
I am completely that person. I am a dork inside.
We're big so readers, cool. too, so I say that completely tongue-in-cheek, but that's great. What are you reading now that you're enjoying?
I read a lot of inspirational books. I'm reading the new one by, what's his name?
That guy's great.
What's His Name is awesome. I read everything by him.
What's His Name is a great book. No, it's called Super Rich by Russell Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like, because he's very business yogi, he calls himself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very much like that, because I love yoga and meditation and all those things, but I also love business. So I like his approach to things, and I read things like Finding Inner Courage by Mark Nepo. I read Eckhart Tolle. Power of Now, a lot of Deepak Chopra. So I'm really big into those. So if it's not about business and work-related, about design, I'm usually reading those types of books.
Well, and for everybody listening, you have to go to bgarciadesigns.com, follow her on Twitter at Blanche Garcia, and we have to go into a break here.
Rhythm is in the sky, your arms around, why can you fly high above red?
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a My Fix It Up Life quick tip on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Avoid arguments with these quick tips.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to My Fix It Up Life.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and we're talking tech.
We are talking tech, and well, tech with Teresa. Maybe we could call it that segment. Wouldn't that be good?
You would have to know more about technology.
I don't know a lot about technology.
And you do. So it's good news that we have a special guest on the line from one of our favorite magazines.
Yes, Popular Mechanics.
Popular Mechanics and the tech editor, Glenn Doreen. Glenn, are you with us?
I am. Good to be here.
Well, we're so happy to talk to you because we don't know a lot about technology. We try to stay, you know, on top of everything, but, you know, things are changing so fast, and there's just so many awesome, cool things that people are inventing and creating all of the time that, like, it can be a little bit bewildering.
Exactly. And as we ramp up for the holidays, we've got Thanksgiving behind us, and the gift-giving buying holidays are forthcoming. Everybody wants to get the right thing and not have it brought back or be the wrong thing. So you're here to guide us through some of that.
I'll do the best I can.
Well, the first question that I have is, while I'm an expert at watching TV, I would be hard-pressed to buy one and be happy with my purchase. Can you sort of summarize in a way that's easy to understand kind of what to look for in a flat-screen TV?
The market for flat-screen TVs is now at sort of a commodity level. You can get a very good TV for just a couple of $100 these days, and if you're willing to spend in the thousands, you're getting the cutting edge of technology. And you just have to make up your mind whether or not you want such features as like 3D, which has been a big push over the last year. And these sets really do work, and you get a experience very similar to what you'd get in the theater, except you do have to wear glasses, and sometimes they if you want to get enough glasses for your whole family, it gets pretty expensive. But just a normal TV, 1080p, which is the highest resolution you're going to get so far. You can have that at around the 30 to 40 inch level for around $1,000 or less. You can actually get a great TV these days from any one of the major brands, your Sony's, Toshiba's, Samsung's, and even from some newer brands like Vizio, which started as a sort of bottom of the basement player, but has actually raised their game and is putting out really good TVs now.
Wow. Well, that's a great summary. And 1080p is what you're looking for as a benchmark statistic for the TV.
Yeah, 1080p is basically the highest resolution you can get in a television right now. Although, ironically, people are going to probably start rolling their eyes come next year when the first things that they're calling 4K TVs, which actually are an order of magnitude higher resolution. But it's just worth knowing that right now there is no source material that can go above 1080p. So if you're holding out for a higher resolution TV, it's sort of pointless because you'd have nothing to play on it.
Oh, right.
Oh, that makes sense.
So here's another question. Say that you've done a nice job, first of all, summarizing the whole market, but say you're super rich, like me, Hugh Jackman, Brad Pitt, along those lines.
I like that you're in the club with Hugh and Brad, darling. Is there something I need to know about?
I'm going to tag this on Twitter.
I am so confused.
Twitter me back.
Yeah.
At any rate, just...
It's called tweeting back, by the way.
I know my own verb.
Yeah, I don't think they Twitter anyone.
What do you even know about, like, a just super Mac Daddy $100,000 TV that exists?
I can sell you a $100,000 TV, but I wouldn't ever spend that much on one. When you start getting into the super high end ranges like that, you actually start looking at things like theaters. I mean, and I'm talking digital projectors, and they have very high end ones. You can get ones from companies called like Runco, where you're really going to the installer market. And I mean, hey, sky's the limit if you want to really start spending serious dough on this. You'll get you can actually have theater seating put in your house. You can get a high def digital projector, 1080p projector. And in fact, if you want to even go shopping in the sort of semi professional market, you could get a 4K projector like what they use in actual movie theaters right now. And you can blow a tremendous amount of money on this stuff if you want.
Now, the use of the word you is making me uncomfortable because I feel as though you're speaking to Mark about this, and it makes me uncomfortable because I don't think we have the financial backing to create this atmosphere that he would like to enjoy television.
Well, befriend Hugh Jackman and have him fund you your new home theater.
That's the whole plan behind this conversation.
To invite him over to watch it.
Hey, Hugh, it's funny.
Or
I was talking about you.
Yeah, Glenn over at Popular Mechanics recommended that we create this theater for you to view programming with me.
Say Wolverine.
At our home.
X-Men. Okay. Or Swordfish. Anyway.
So I want to know more about phones.
Why don't you call me?
I can call you, but we're Droid people at our house. And, you know, the iPhones, one of the things that was kind of making me unhappy about that is I like to have the keyboard. I like to be able to actually feel the keys because, you know, that's how I am. But I saw this really wackadoo gadget in one of these gadgety magazines just last night where it's like a case that you can put on your iPhone and it's like you can type too, just like you can with my Droid. Now, are there all kinds of wackadoo things that people are getting to, like, soup up their iPhones and make them all, you know... I want to say wackadoo crazy.
Yeah, that would be the third time.
Yeah.
My skin's actually
starting
to crawl.
I don't think he's going to use that in any of his articles about technology.
Yeah, you're welcome to use that.
actually, if you wanted, you could actually create some sort of iPhone accessory and call it the wackadoo. I'm sure it would sell quite well.
Probably.
So most of those keyboard solutions that you see, and there are plenty of them, but most of those are usually... what they are Bluetooth keyboards. And in fact, a Bluetooth keyboard will work with almost any... smartphone or tablet, basically because the Bluetooth protocol is built in. So, in fact, you don't even need a specialized keyboard. If you want, you can just buy a standard Bluetooth keyboard. Apple sells one, for instance, and just connect it to any one of these, to a smartphone or tablet, and it will just work. So the idea that you need anything special to get a keyboard is just not necessary. Although I do, a lot of people share your concern about the on-screen keyboards because they're unfortunately inaccurate. And you get that on both you're actually going to get that on Android, iPhone, and Windows Phone, which is the newest sort of emerging platform, which actually we like quite a bit. But there's great phones to be had in almost all of these segments, although increasingly the physical keyboard is definitely going away.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah. I'm so old school that I want to have a keyboard. I guess I'm showing my age.
Yeah,
but
she also types in Morse code, so
I don't worry about it.
If it's comforting, then all the new generations of phones can do voice recognition, actually. And you can just dictate your messages to your phones these days. Apple has a new system called Siri on the new iPhone that will literally, you just talk to it and it will go and find information for you, but you can also use it to dictate. And Google's Android operating system has a similar just talk to it interface where it will, and it's pretty accurate. It's surprisingly accurate, in fact.
Really?
You can just talk to your phone and talk out your messages.
Because
and then basically have people stare at you weirdly as you do this.
They already stare at us.
Glenn, I'm going to be running up and down my street doing email.
Yeah, I've been scared of doing, because like my droid always says, please say a command, or it says wants me to talk to it. I have this really awesome new, it's an iMac, right? This big old computer that it wanted me to set up the whole voice thing when I set it up, but it scares me that it's not going to be accurate, but you're telling me it will be, so I will trust in you because you are the technology expert at Popular Mechanics.
Well, you know, you don't seem to have any like super thick accents or anything like that. They're usually pretty accurate if your voice is clear enough.
He's complimenting my voice.
Oh, that's
great.
What
I took out of that.
That's great, Glenn. You've stepped through the rabbit hole or whatever it is.
So
now Therese is going to make the rest of this. About her.
No. I know. I do. I really am feeling something now that, you know, do you have an unlisted number for your friends and family? Because I would believe that this time of year, you're getting a lot of calls, not just from us, but from everybody that you know asking you, okay, so I want to buy my girlfriend, brother, aunt, cousin, whomever, a present. Should I buy this or should I buy that?
Oh, God, yeah, I get that a lot.
And then they ask you, can you set it up for me?
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, it's Greg. I got this great new notebook computer. Could you set it up for me? You have access to all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm sure manufacturers are sending you things, and can you review this and that. But what would you want to get for your holiday present if you could pick?
You know, it's interesting. There are a lot of gadgets that every year you always hear about what is the hot gadget for this year. And I would guess that, well, I wouldn't guess. I just know that a lot of the buzz this year is around some of the newer low-cost tablets that are coming out, especially the Amazon Kindle Fire. And we have one of those in, and it's interesting. It's basically, the iPad right now is selling for $500, a baseline of $500. And it goes up from there. And that was considered relatively cheap when it came out, but now Amazon has undercut them, and they're selling the Kindle Fire, which is a 7-inch tablet, for $199. And that is truly a game changer. Although I got to caveat it with the thing that with the observation that we have one in. We've had it in for about a week now, and we're actually a little disappointed by it. We were hoping that this would be the breakthrough affordable tablet, and it's not. But Amazon also dropped the price on what we believe is a classic go-to gadget. The Kindle, the basic black and white Kindle, now sells for $79. It's just a cheap, easy, really great gift to get people. So I would totally recommend that.
$79.
How is that even possible? Glenn, could you please explain global economics now?
In under two minutes.
I can explain where Amazon makes their money, and it's on the sale of books, not necessarily on the sale of devices, so that's probably how it's possible.
Wow, that is so cool. I can't even imagine that a device like that could be $79.
And yet, you know what's even weirder is that Amazon is currently in a bunch of legal battles with some of the states on charging taxes, but until the states compel them to pay taxes, that's really $79. No taxes on it.
What state is that? I'm moving there.
California is actually fighting them. They want them to pay more. They want them to pay local taxes, and
well, yeah.
Amazon's fighting back about that.
Well, we don't want to have to pay taxes.
Unless you do, Mark.
Is that what you're pro paying more taxes?
We believe the police will just show up at our house
yeah.
whether or not we pay taxes.
Well, yeah, of course, right?
Well, here's
it's because we have a good holiday party.
It's a good thing we don't need them because we do have to go to break.
Oh, we do. So go to popularmechanics.com and follow them on Twitter @popmech.
and we have to go into break.
We'll be back.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
I'm up here.
Really?
That's my radio trick.
That's your trick to say that we're going to be talking about ladders. But do you know why we're going to be talking about ladders in this segment, Mark?
All the way up here.
Because this is the time of year where a lot of people who aren't usually up on ladders, you know who you are going up there to put up all of your gorgeous holiday decor.
Or helping someone in your neighborhood do it.
Yes. Or trying to, like, clear out some leaves out of your gutters or whatever else is going on at your home right now.
It is the season for ladders.
Or just trying to get a different kind of perspective on your environment. You know, just do a little, like,
no one
the Hawk Watch, you know what I mean?
Hawk Watch.
What, for the reason.
What show are we on?
Next I was just thinking about Fort Washington State Park.
The rest of this segment is brought to you by ornithology.com.
So, here's a stat to keep in mind. In the U.S., more than 12,000 people are treated in emergency rooms every year that are related to holiday decorating, from ladders, from furniture, and even slipping on holiday decorations.
Where did you get that statistic, my bride?
And you also know that the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons claims that more than 17,000 fall injuries happen every holiday season.
Ladders are not dangerous. Using them improperly is dangerous.
And that's the thing, is that if you're not used to going up a ladder as part of what you do all of the time, then you might overestimate your ability to use the ladder.
Right.
Because it looks like a simple tool.
Or if you copy what I saw in a recent television commercial where the ladder was set up, steep angle, no, suicidal angle.
Yes.
You're just in dangerous area.
And that's from a popular commercial that's running right now from a popular company, which we won't name any names.
No.
So it's important to understand. We want you to be safe while you're going out there and making your home festive.
And since you are part of the Fix It Up Life Nation, you're
I think it's the Fix It Up Life family. I kind of think of everybody as part of our family, honey.
I love you guys.
And not really a nation.
I love you guys, man.
Because a family, you know, we all care about each other.
We do.
We totally do.
That would require me to have actual emotions.
Well, there's some really important things to keep in mind when you're using a ladder. And let's start on the inside of the house. If you're hanging stuff up inside your home, mm-hmm. when you're putting, if you put your ladder in front of a doorway that has a door, just be aware that other people might be going through that door and you might be going onto the floor if they open the door really fast.
That's right.
So be mindful of that, of where you put your ladder.
That's right. Or let people know, hey, I'm doing this. Please don't.
Or as Mark would do, stand back. You know, you'd start screaming and yelling, put caution tape up everywhere, probably wear some kind of headband or something.
I would go like Wile E. Coyote and lay up a brick wall.
It's like the other day you came downstairs wearing like three ties, neckties.
I wanted to dress up.
It is kind of like, you know, like I live with, like, is his name Mel Brooks? What's his name? Not Mel Brooks. What's his name?
Mel Brooks.
What's his name?
Who?
Who's the guy who does all the voices on Wile E. Coyote and stuff?
Oh, it is Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like living with him.
Hey, boy.
Hey, Bert. So other things to keep in mind, like when you're setting up your ladder outside, to make sure that it's on a steady surface.
Yeah, you don't want that surface vibrating at all. Or
no.
If it's a nervous surface.
No, but if you have, like, some soil that you just put down,
right.
If you have rocks that are underneath, you want to make sure that it's not going to be wobbly.
That's right.
Because if it's wobbly while you're standing on the ground, it's going to still be wobbly when you're on top of the ladder, too.
That's right. It's true.
It just works that way.
And a lot of ladder feet get stuck into the garden.
Yes.
You know, because you're hanging lights from your porch gutter or whatever it is. And then you're in bark mulch, and the soil's been turned over or whatever. And maybe, like, where we live, it hasn't been freezing yet.
Yes.
So there you go.
And I would, you know, whenever I do anything at all, I always keep my cell phone on me. So just in case you get yourself stuck in an uncomfortable or strange position. And, Mark, I know you're thinking all kinds of wild thoughts right now.
Uncomfortable or strange position. Hi.
Were you?
Yes, Teresa. Honey, I'm wrapped around the drain pipe.
Were you? Exactly.
I'm trapped under the house.
Yeah, exactly.
By accident.
By accident. Then you can call and have your spouse lovingly come outside with 45 neckties.
Those are for stopping the blood.
Well, too, you know, if you do have your spouse or somebody that's nearby to hold the ladder for you, that's always a wise idea.
Let's get in the thick of it here.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing, and now let's move to extension ladders.
You're just going to just totally negate me. We only have a couple of minutes left.
I know, and you're not even near extension ladders yet, and this is the crux of it. These are the tough ones. And the first thing when you're buying an extension ladder is to buy the right size extension ladder. The most popular size for people with a two-story home is a 24-foot extension ladder.
And why is that?
Because it gets you up to the roof, say the gutters. You can clean the gutters with that typically on a two-story house. But, and this is a bad mistake to make, it doesn't get you on the roof because the rails of the ladder do not extend three rungs past where you're going to get off and get onto the roof.
Yes.
So when you, and that's not so bad getting off the ladder. It's bad getting back on. You've got nothing to hang on to except, like, maybe the shingles.
Unless you're a cartoon character.
Unless
you're
a cartoon character.
And then you can just jump down and slide down the ladder.
So if you're going to do any kind of work on your roof on a two-story house, you want a 28-foot extension ladder.
Okay.
So now if you're using an extension ladder and you're trying to, whether it's holiday decorations or you're painting.
The belt buckle?
The belt buckle.
Yeah, this is the belt buckle tip that we always like to use.
Keep your belt buckle inside the rails of the ladder.
So that means to not overreach for what you're doing.
That's
you
right.
Want need to go down the ladder, move the ladder over,
right.
And then go back up the ladder. And
right.
You know what? It is a little bit extra time and work, but it's kind of like a little fitness program, too.
And here's the last thing we have time for right now is, maybe we can do one more. Set your extension ladder up so that the rungs are level, okay? And that doesn't mean just jam a branch under there or whatever if you're on unlevel ground. You want to use a big item like 2x12 block.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll go get one right now, and we'll go up the ladder together. Does that sound good? We'll put one next to each other and hold hands along the way. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix.
another day. Shut up! Oh, everyone must leave, hey. Everyone must go. Drop me off. Drop me off. Drop me off.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life.
With her husband, Mark, my wife, Teresa.
Oh, that's us. And I am really kind of excited about hanging up our tool belts. I'm still going to do it this year.
I'll get them out of the basement.
You
that's
will.
That's where they are.
We'll have to get the scaffolding out, too, because that's what we use every year is a rolling scaffold.
And you should check out Teresa's blog and photos from the last time we did this, because not only do she hang the tool pouches, she also decorates the hole in our ceiling. It's a wonderful highlight.
I do decorate the hole in the ceiling with little ornaments and everything like that. Make it really kind of a festive, you know, if you're going to have an eyesore in your house, you might as well just celebrate it and look upon it in a whole new kind of way, too. So,
that's
and
right.
I'm inspired by Blanche, too. So I'm going to incorporate some of her ideas as well. And I'm going to check out some of the more product reviews at popularmechanics.com.
Forward slash technology.
Because
Glenn and Blanche are firecrackers.
They are. It's super fun to find out all about all the new stuff that's happening. And the Kindle is just like crazy. I can't even believe it. But, you know, I do want to get you something new and cool and awesome for a present. So I might need to call him up and get a little, like, insider.
1080p, baby.
Okay.
That's all I'm looking for.
Well, for everybody else, you should go to myfixituplife.com and check out what we're giving away right now for our free stuff.
Always something exciting.
So click on free stuff and you can enter to win. You can also go to our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life, and click on free stuff there and check out what we have up for grabs.
That's right. You can visit our YouTube page, our YouTube channel, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Check out some videos. Blip TV, check out some videos. Twitter. Check us out. Email, check us out. info@myfixituplife.com. Send us your triumphs, your holiday photos. Check out Teresa's blog on ladder safety.
Yes, at myfixituplife.com. It's really important. We want you all to stay safe this holiday season. And you know what? Tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.